Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello, Keisha. It's Pam.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
How are you? I'm doing good.
I'm good. I was waiting for the music to come on.
I thought I had pressed it and everything. I thought I pressed the music, and I thought it was going. You know, I'm trying to handle these controls and stuff here for him.
Okay, well. All right, well, I guess I'll just, you know, I'll start, you know, just going on with the show then. Okay, no problem. Well,
no,
listen.
No problem.
This is Big Red. This is Big Red stepping in for Brother B. This is Blog Talk Radio, everyone. How is everyone doing? Hope everyone is well. Hope things are going okay with, us being, have to be quarantined. I hope everyone is doing okay and well. The guest caller number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. How are you, Pam? How's everything going?
I'm doing good. Half working from home, half working in the office. I prefer, I don't know, I like working from home. I'm starting to like working from home. I'm trying to see if my job, when school opens back up in September.
Okay.
Well, let's hope school opens back up in September, that I get to work from home. I like working from home. How are you?
I'm fine. I think a lot of people like working from home. I think it's less stress.
Yeah.
You know, with the hustle and bustle of getting to work, I think that, you know, people are going to be, you know, it's a half and half thing. I mean, some people are going to kind of be mentally messed up off of it. And then, you know, some people will be like it's a relief. Like, I have a friend that she lives in the Bronx, but she travels to Queens to work because she's a para, but, you know, she has to get up 4 o'clock in the morning and, you know, that's a commute from the Bronx all the way to Queens.
It's enough is.
All right. Mm. So, you know, I told her, I said, you know, I mean, even though, you know, it's you know, this thing is not a good thing, but it's kind of a blessing. I'll say it's a kind of a blessing for a lot of people, because you maybe have a lot of people that may have been, you know, stressed with the commute, stressed with their job. It might have been a number of things. But now it's like, oh, I'm home. It's like, you know, I could work from home. I don't have to worry about this and that and, you know, dealing with other things. So, it kind of balances. You go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's a definite. The one thing I like is just getting up and not having to worry about what I'm wearing to work that day. That right there. But I have bought me some new,
right.
I'm like a lot of people, bought me some more lounging around in the house clothes and stuff. I ain't got to worry about what I'm wearing, how my hair. Well, I do make sure because for some reason my boss like doing Zoom calls instead of just a regular conference call. I don't want to look at everybody and whatnot.
Right.
So I just make sure my hair is done a little bit decent, which I got to do. I washed it tonight. I got to do something because they put two Zoom calls on for tomorrow. But the beauty part of not having to worry about what to wear and all this other stuff, love it.
Oh, okay. No problem. I understand that. I understand that wholeheartedly. But you know, like I said, everybody still wants to, you know, say this when, you know, with this going on. Listen, Big Red likes to still keep my, you know, I still got to, you know, do something to the hair and nails and stuff like that. But you know, growing up the way, you know, all of us have grown up, you know, you do these things on your own. Like,
yeah,
you don't have to worry about going to, like, we don't have to worry about, oh, I got to go to the nail salon. Listen, when they open up the world back up, I ain't running to them places. Nope, I'll do my own stuff.
They are going to be so overbooked, especially those barbershops.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I see the men looking like all crazy. Y'all need y'all baby and all of that.
But I'm sure
ready
not,
for that.
No, but I'm sure enough not running right away. As much as my hair,
oh,
the one thing and as much as I told Byron, I was like, when we were doing the finances, I said getting my hair done and getting like pedicures and stuff has to be included in the budget. Right now, I'm like this. I will wait until a couple of months or whatever afterwards. I need to see what happens the first time everything opens back up.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's another thing with like what y'all said with Swallow That. Like right now, I'm sure all of us on the panel know how to do our hair, nails, facials, whatever the case may be. And it's like you look at your budget and, I could kind of cut this out for 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to the nail salon, so I like doing my nails and my toes.
Hello.
If I go to the hair salon,
right.
But you know what I mean, so. But other
and
than that, I can do everything else.
The only thing was with the feet situation, like, you know, that was fine. You know, I don't mind doing that myself because I was doing that a couple of years ago on my own. I really just started recently going to the nail salon to get my feet done, but that's only because that sciatic nerve, man, I tell you, trying to bend and stretch and all that other stuff. Listen, you ain't did that in a couple of years. It kind of messed.
Well, now I got a question for you, Red and Pam, with what y'all just said with getting your feet done. And, you know, they're closing the swimming pools and stuff. So think about it with the salons and stuff with your pedicure. Would that be safe?
I'm not going at all right now. And as much I went and bought the little spa stuff, I have a little spa kit here in the house. And now I do need somebody to scrub it a little bit more, but I will do that for a while. And with my hair, I got my products. I wear it curly. I just purchased me sit on the blow dryer. I will sit there and I'm like this now. I'm not one, like, I will tell you, like, my sisters, all of them, they're all natural. They was like, oh, yeah, you could do it. I'm not going to lie. I'm not one that want to go natural right now, but it's natural right now. I'm just doing my curls, doing
right
my
now.
Tough ponytail. That's what you get. It is saving me, because we've been looking and paying, you know, this right here, the main money that it seems like a lot of people going out is just for groceries and stuff. But gas,
right.
I can fill up for gas now, and it lasts me 3 weeks going to work and stuff, whereas I needed to fill up once a week. So,
me in the pool, I don't do nobody's pool. I don't like to be, I don't like none of that stuff unless it's a private pool or it's a beach in another country. I don't mess with these beaches. I can't be bothered because I don't want stepping on nothing. I don't want something coming up that don't look familiar to me. So no, thank you. So I can't do none of that, man.
That's true. I do the beaches and I do the pools in other countries, and that's the one thing too.
All the countries.
Traveling, I do it because I can see right down to the bottom and all this. I love floating in the ocean somewhere else.
There's always the stuff you can't see.
I know,
black
but
man,
here,
black man and woman is God. Please. How y'all doing?
Hey, how you doing? Is this live?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, how you doing? How you doing, folks?
How you doing, beloved? How you feeling?
I'm fine. That's good. I'm good.
I know you're fine.
How you holding up?
Okay, I know you're fine. I'm glad you're good. Yes, ma'am.
How are you holding up? How's everything with you?
I use both my arms. I keep everything up. Hang it in there.
Okay. Oh, my God.
All righty.
Okay.
How y'all keeping?
Good.
Yeah, I didn't want to disturb y'all, you know, about your hair. Because I got to get my hair did. You know, my nails.
Yeah, how is your hair keeping up, bro? How is your hair, though?
I got my own clippers and liners and edges.
That's good. So you know how to
do
that. Oh, that's good. You're lucky.
Yeah.
I've been cutting my joints since 90.
These dudes walk around here looking like Wolfman Jack and Teddy Ross.
Some of them guys look better. He looked better now.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, shit.
He looked better.
And some of them cats be getting chicks. wolfed out.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, that's kind of true. Listen, sometimes that manly head, facial hair, you know, can change a whole lot. Change a whole lot of you in the outlook.
I shaved mine down. My daughter looked at me like I was crazy. She's like, why you do that? My daughter was like, why you do that? Why you do that? What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? Why you do that?
Oh my goodness.
Well, that's good. I'm glad everybody's doing well. Once again, this is Blog Talk Radio, The Menu. This is Big Red filling in for Brother B. Got our co-host Lady T, Miss Pam, and we got Brother Ron on right now. So, you know, guest caller number 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And I guess we'll get on with the topic of tonight, which is, why, I'll say, people, when you try to tell them the truth, they can't handle the truth. Okay, and that can go, like I said, people, I mean, men or women, or, you know, can men handle the truth more than women, or do women handle the truth more than men? Like, you know, we can start on that. So anybody want to chime in first?
I'll set that off. So, in respect to the truth, I believe that with truth comes loyalty, because a loyal person will tell you the truth. You understand what I'm saying? You could have a situation where you're an upfront person. You address a situation to somebody where you feel that they can give you the truth and you both can resolve it, move past it. But sometimes that doesn't happen because they're not hearing the question that's being asked and the reference into why the question is being asked. All they're hearing of is an accusation, let's say, when you tell them it, or like, let's say, if you're dissing them. You understand what I'm saying? When you give them the truth to what's going on and to what you know. Me, I'm a loyal person. I do not have the time for the BS. I don't approach you with expecting the truth unless I have something to back it up, that I have the assumption to it. I'm not going to come to you with it. I sit back, I wait, I analyze, and I already sort. I come to you, let's say, and I ask you about something. It's because I already know what the answer is. So I want to see if you're going to lie to me or you're going to tell me what's been going on. And that's where I say with truth comes loyalty, because a loyal person who's loyal and respects you, they're not going to run from that. They're going to say, yes, that's what it is. Yes, that's who I am. Yes, that's what happened. Whatever, depending on what the case is. To me, if a person can't give you the truth, even if it's like one of my friends, if I ask them something and then they'll, you know, tell you exactly what it is, and if you take it in offense, then that's a problem with you. So you may have to look at you when you say, can you handle the truth? You know what I mean? So it's about being upfront, being honest, and if the next person can't handle the truth, it must be, to me, a reason why. So.
Right. Okay. All right. Brother Ron, you have anything?
Well, you know, I always do. You know,
okay.
I always do. Well, you know, it's mindset. You know, first of all, you got to understand the mindset. Men and women think different. You know what I mean? If you get a man who's on his square, who, you know, who's fair, he's not a nice man, but he's a fair man. You know what I mean? When dealing with a woman, it's honesty. You know, honesty, loyalty, and respect are the cornerstones of a civilization, of a relationship, and of the universe. You know what I mean? So what happens is, it's just like, if you're not honest, if you lie to your mama, you're going to lie to your woman. You know what I mean? Depending on what it is.
I bet you with
you
that.
Know what I mean? You know what I mean? So with a man, like, it's like, whoever he's loyal to, he'll be honest to. And whoever he's honest to, he'll be respectful to. It takes a while. It takes a while for a man to be loyal to a woman. Sometimes it takes, excuse my language, it takes his dick not getting up in order for him to reflect on how she treated him. When he can't screw no more, the reality, a new reality set. But in a young man in the 20s, a young man in his 20s, man, he ain't going to be as honest to a woman as he would in his 30s. And a man in his 30s won't be as honest and loyal and respectful, you know, to a woman in his 40s as he did in his 30s. You know what I mean? So when men, we're black men.
I don't believe that, but okay.
I'm telling you on experience. Now, I know you don't believe it because you're a woman.
No, I don't believe
that. You know what I mean?
That's fine, but I don't believe that because, I have men in my age bracket, and they still be on some, you know, they don't want to say what they have to say, even though, you know, it's like, you know, I've known you for a number of years, and it's just like, just say what you have to say. You don't have to beat around the bush or just automatically. Well, my thing is, I'm sorry, Ms. Pam, do you have something to add? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Ms. Pam.
I was
going to
say, you go ahead.
I'm saying because of your experience as a woman, I understand. But I've talked to thousands of men. I talked to hundreds of men, probably thousands of men, tens of thousands of hours for over the last 30 years. And it's always about relationships. So as a man, another man would tell a strange man would tell another man his secret or his inadequacy. You understand what I'm saying? Before he would tell his woman or his potential. You know what I mean? And it's just like a man beating around the bush, he either got something to gain from you or he wants something from you. He don't want to put that in jeopardy by telling you straight up, yo, I want some pussy. And I want it on the regular, and I want it from you.
I think Red is saying about age, the age bracket, that it doesn't matter if you're 40, 50, 60. If you don't have that loyalty, you still might lie. So I think it comes down to loyalty. Go ahead, Red. Because I believe it comes into when somebody's loyal, they will give you the truth, as harsh as it may be. And like I said, so.
I'm telling you.
Right, absolutely, because like I said, it's the same
thing. I get what you said.
It's the thing of, I get what you're saying, and like I said, it's the same thing, what Lady T said, is just the thing of, you have men that are older, and they still, be on the BS instead of just telling you what it is, especially, once again, what I don't like is the fact that it's not like you don't know me. You've known me for a number of years. You know, some Negro that I don't know, you can talk that crap, but I'll see through it anyway. Don't matter to me. But if it's somebody that I've had relations with or we've known each other, you don't have to – it's no sense in you, beating around the bush about things.
Beating around the bush or going dead silent on
like,
you.
Don't worry about
childish.
How I'm
going to
feel. Right, don't worry about – I think what it is with men, they worry about how we are going to feel or how we're going to react to it. You can't. My thing is, if you're dealing with somebody for a certain amount of period of time, you should already know how that person is going to react to something. You should already know it.
Mm-hmm.
If you know they're going to act crazy, I can see you saying, I ain't going to say nothing. You're going to end up stabbing me in the eyeball or something. if you know this person for a while, you know they're kind of like, understanding person.
All right,
just say what you have to say.
Red and Rome, what Red just said, as far as if you tell them that, they'll say you're acting crazy. I've heard when I come out with the truth, you're insecure or you're going crazy. Meanwhile, I'm just giving you a front how I feel, what's going on. All of a sudden, I'm crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But I wasn't crazy when I was with you, right?
When I was calling for the BS.
I don't know. Oh. It goes back to loyalty.
Okay.
It goes back to loyalty.
We got to give Ms. Pam a chance. Go ahead, Ms. Pam.
No, I'm really listening. So my thing is, I will say, I'm the person that that can handle the truth and everything. I couldn't before. I'm not gonna lie. I couldn't before, and everything. I didn't want to hear the truth. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't want to hear the truth or the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
But now it's just like, just come out and tell me. Just come out and tell me exactly what you feel, how you feel, all this other stuff, and I don't mind. You know, I make it, I'm not going to lie, I make it upset. I'm like, he knows.
Right, that's
I can't promise
nature.
Him. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get upset, but I'd rather have the truth be told to me than you sit up there and just be like, you know what, I don't feel like I'm getting upset, do whatever. But to me, just tell me the truth. Yeah, just tell me the truth.
Right, that's human nature, and that's what I think men don't understand. And I mean, it just goes, it goes both ways, but I think that's what, but it's more on, like, the side, to me, it's more on the, I guess because I am a woman, but I'm just saying it's on that side with men because, say what you have to say. Like, don't worry about, like I said, if you know me for a number of years, don't worry about how I'm going to react to it. Yes, I'm going to get upset. If you're telling me something, that's my thing is, that's human nature. You're going to get upset. It depends on how you get upset, but you're going to get upset. You may, you know, feel a way. But then after a while, you have to be like, okay, you know what? I have to accept what this person told me. But see, with men, you know, as Lady T says, then it's like we get labeled, and that's what I don't like. Like, don't label me something just because I got upset over something that you told me. That's going to be human nature. I'm going to get upset, and like I said, depending on what it is that you told me.
I'm a man, and I'm here to tell you a lot of that's not true. You know what I mean? Unless you hear, I mean, like, if a dude live with you, he going to tell you a certain truth. If a man relies on you for money, if he relies on you for sex or something like that, there's a certain type of truth. Certain men tell you certain truths based on how they need you.
I used to deal with a boy. That's the difference. I used to deal with a boy that, that used to tell me certain types of truths or whatever, and I realized, you know, this wasn't the one and all this other stuff. But now it's like in the relationship, we both tell each other truths and all this other stuff. Just is it depends on the it depends on the person, not just what they need. I mean, I guess it can be what they need out of it, but my whole thing is, it's like just because you're living with somebody or with that person, that they're not going to tell you the truth. Because, yeah, I'd ask somebody that will just tell the truth no matter what. Sometimes I'm just like, okay, just
he'll tell you certain, he'll
give
tell
me
you
one
certain
minute.
Type, certain part
yeah.
of, he'll tell you certain part of the truth. You know what I mean? And then you'll find out the rest. Like, oh, you didn't say so-and-so.
No, not always. There are some men that will tell the whole truth and everything.
Yes, there are. But I'm also saying, some of y'all are coming like how women tell the truth to each other. Men don't think like that. A lot of men don't think like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like friendship.
They don't.
And as far as friendship, some women think men should be friends. Not all men. And not all women. Some women think that I've known and ran into. They think that men should be friends with women how women are friends. You know what I mean? And a lot of times don't work out because,
right.
you know, they desire you. They want to fuck. You know what I mean? Men always keep to
right,
the basics.
You know.
They always keep to the basics.
You know what's so funny? You are absolutely right about that. And, you know, I'm going to tell you this. And that's what, you know, to me, at this age, you know, like I'm not even going to say that because they all do it. That's my thing. At this age, and especially if you know that you're up in age or you're at this age, cut the BS out. If that's what you want to do, if you just, you know, you want to smash, just say that. I'm not saying it's a way you go about saying it, but if that's what you want to do, then say that's what you're going to do. Don't beat around the bush and all the sweethearts and you know, you liking pictures on Facebook and you're doing this and doing that. And then, you
that's
know,
to,
if
that's
your goal,
your
that's your goal.
That's just to get your attention.
No, I get that.
You gotta, and you also got to keep in mind, you got a lot of men that don't know how to talk to women.
Yeah, I know.
I could talk to a woman. I could talk to a woman for hours. For hours.
Oh, God.
But you got a lot of men.
I know that.
You got a lot of men. They don't know how to talk to women.
And with something y'all just said also with the women, sometimes you have women that pursue men in their time of weakness. Y'all heard of the story of Delilah and all of that. I'm sure y'all have. These things really go on, and guys, you know, fall victim to it because they're going through trauma. That person might be going through trauma, so they're going to lean on each other. Then they're going to be thinking that, you know, maybe, you know, he's my best friend. He's seen me through things. Maybe I should, but you have the respectful men that will not go that far. They will not, despite of the trauma. They know
and
how
then
to
control
that.
And you got some women that'll take offense to that.
Yeah, you do, but it's not your man, especially if the guy has a girlfriend and you're trying to pursue him. It's deep, but guys don't see through that. They can't. You guys, for some reason, can't see through that. You'll take the opportunity presents itself.
What do you say that, Lady T?
What do you say, Lady T? These days, it's more of them pursuing the women than it is the women pursuing the men.
Thank you, and that's the men pursuing the women. I mean, it's like, I don't know if people think coronavirus is out and everybody's going to be executed with this and there's no men around. Boo, listen, they out there. They out there ready to get healthy. They back out again. So I don't know. It's weird.
I disagree with that, of course. It's a hot rod.
Of course you will.
Identify yourself.
It's the one and only, the hot rod, indeed.
Of course I disagree with Lady T.
Yes.
Peace, brother.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I have to make this quick. Because, you know, I have to put my kids to bed soon. I just want to make this point out to Big Red.
Okay.
Big Red is right about guys' reaction of telling the truth to ladies. Because if I tell the lady a truth about, let's say, I'm cheating on her or whatever, God forbid, even though I think she may take it well, but I know if deep down she'll pull a way to excel on my ass and burn down my house, my car, my everything down to the ground, okay? So that's why men lie, okay?
You're going to go in insecure psycho mode on your ass. Okay.
Exactly.
Oh,
so, you know,
Lord.
One thing she said to me, or seven, she burned everything down. No way.
You know, got the echo in the background like you just took it to church.
He meant that.
Right?
He meant that.
Yeah, we go. So,
remember that movie, The Burning Bay?
No, that's why
we say you can't handle the truth. You say you can't handle the truth, then you burn everything down. Woman, this is what I didn't want to tell you. Duh.
That's not every woman. That's not every woman.
You got women that'll just fail out.
That's what I'm saying, Howard. It's not every woman doesn't do that. And like I said, if you know the woman, if you know her, like I said, depending on what you tell her, like if you say something about, oh, well, baby, you know, I've been going out with you for 2 years, but you know what? I got somebody pray. Now, that's a totally different thing.
But back to eventually, it got to come out
because you can't hide no baby forever.
Claire Huxtable hit two kids, Sandra and Denise. The fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yo, you.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Wait, first of all,
what the hell are you talking about, brother?
How did he hide two kids? How did she hide two kids?
She said them light skinned kids was clips. And Cliff believed that shit until he got them three dogs in.
Oh my gosh.
I'm the only one out of my siblings. It's like
Vanessa, Rudy. Vanessa, Rudy, and that.
And Theo.
Big head boy.
How you going to say Sandra and Denise?
Maybe the genes change. Okay. Wait, real quick, I need to do a roll call real quick. So Ron is on, Lady T is on, Big
Hot Rod,
Roland, Hot Rod, come on.
Well, I'm still on for like five more minutes. Go ahead.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Who didn't I call off? Yeah, there you go, Roland. Roland is on. And I think Joanne Sherry is on. Sherry is on.
Okay.
I don't know. Well, Roland is on. Introduce yourself, Roland.
Okay.
And
hello, how you doing?
I'm about to mute myself.
Hello.
Y'all
hello.
Carry on.
Hey.
I ain't got nothing to say. But I think
how you gonna tell like you? You better tell the truth. We need the truth.
I don't know
from
if
you.
Sam is still on. Ooh, the truth for me? Sam is on. So
you don't want the
truth for me. No, you don't want the truth for me. Because it's a hard truth. It's hard.
Don't start tonight. Muted.
That's why. That's I'm about to mute myself. I'm gonna sit back and listen.
Okay. Let's
hello?
Go ahead, sir. Let's get your yes. Hello, how are you? This is Big Red. You're on the menu. Let's get your
Big
opinion.
Red.
Let's see what you got to say, sir. Yes.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
I've experienced that. Well, I feel I'm very truthful. You know what I'm saying, you know, I mean, a lot of people seem to not want to know the truth because the truth. Usually the truth hurts, you know what I'm saying? You know,
okay.
And a lot of people can't accept who they are, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, I've noticed, even in my relationship, you know, my wife, she seems to not want to hear the truth. I give it to her, but it's like I'm personally going to tell her the truth, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, she don't want to realize that, you know, this is what's really going on. She don't want to accept it. So, I mean, you know, I guess, you know.
So you're saying that she doesn't want to hear certain things that you have to say? Is it the truth that she doesn't want to hear it?
No.
May I ask you guys
that
question?
Has it always been like that, or
Roland?
It just started like that?
Yeah,
that's
what I was
going to
ask, too. Yeah.
Like, has it always been like that, or you just, has it always been like that, or...
It's pretty much always been like that. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much always been like that. It's been, you know, but as I've gotten older, like your brother was saying earlier, I've gotten more truthful. Before it was a situation where it was like, you know, like she can't sing, you know what I'm saying? And she'll sing something and be like, "So I sound good?" And then I'll laugh and be like, "How more before?" I'll laugh and be like, I don't really want to tell her, you know what I'm saying? But I'll be like, don't want to hurt her feelings, you know what I'm saying? But it's a situation.
That's a different kind of truth. That sounds like you're just protective. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing.
But as time progressed, I said, you know what the hell is this? I don't like being that way. You know what I'm saying? So then I started telling her, no. So then at that point, it's like, I guess she got it kind of, even though she knew I wasn't telling the truth, that's what she wanted to hear. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes some people just want to hear something that they already know is not believable, but they just want to get the stroke and that might be the situation. But I'm not for that. You know what I'm saying? Because I tell anybody, listen. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather you tell me the truth, you know what I'm saying? You know, it doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. I'd rather you tell me the truth than lie to me, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
I'm
agree with that.
It's the truth of 53, you know what I'm saying? That's the way I'm at with it, you know what I'm saying? They tell me that I look slim and good and this, that, and the other. When I know better, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if I know that I'm heavy, I got a big belly or something, tell me, are you getting a big fat? You know what I'm saying? Come on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's kind of
way
to go around that.
It's good that you can, you know, like I said, some people can handle it and some people can't. I guess, you know, especially, I mean, in relationships, you know, it's kind of hard because I think it's the thing of this, even though the person is telling you, figure you're in a relationship with this person, should be like, okay, you know, I can tell you the truth about something. But if you're going to get, you know, defensive, or you're going to get offended, or you're going to get mad or whatever, then it's just like, okay, what do you want me to lie? Like, my thing is, do you want me to lie to you? Because I can do that if you want me to. But then you as a person will feel kind of on the effed up side,
because
it's like, why do I have to lie to you?
But Red, wouldn't that go with the communication factor of what we talked about at the top of the show, like the communication factor, and that's to the guys also for me asking,
right,
or everybody on the panel the question. You have that respect. You are loyal to that person. You have nothing to lose by telling them the truth. I think they'll respect you even more. You know what I mean? It's all about communication, the loyalty or respect that you have for that person. That's how I view it, because
right,
I'm an upfront person. If I know something, I'm going to talk to you about it before it escalates. I prefer to do that because I already know the truth. I'm
right.
just looking to see if you're going to be so respectful to me. That shows your respect level towards me. And that's something that
right.
I don't play with. Respect and loyalty, I don't play that.
I agree 100%.
Right.
So,
I mean, I get that. Yeah, I get that too. So it's just like, you know, once again, but then the thing is, you don't want to, you know, just like you said, we say how we feel, especially women, say how we feel about something, then it's just like we get labeled. It's like, oh, well, you're nagging me. Oh, well, why you got to keep bringing that up? Because I got to tell you, I got to say, once again, it's about communication and me being truthful with you. I'm being truthful. I'm telling you something. Okay, you want me to tell you? Okay, I'm going to tell you something, but then you don't want to hear my truth. But then you want me to believe you when you're saying certain things, or your truth, or your supposedly truth that you're saying, or whatever it is that you're saying. So it's just like I don't get that.
When you say truth, if you were in court, you deserve to present your facts. Present your facts based on so-and-so was lying, or so-and-so did what they said they didn't do. So what we're expressing here, since we're not in court, is how we feel. So instead of saying truth, I'm going to express how I feel. Now, the truth be, like, if you did something wrong, like, because that's what judgment is. Judgment is nothing but an opinion. So if you ask anywhere you go, male or female, male or male, female or female, did you do so-and-so? Now, based on the honor code or based on, you know, things like, yo, yes, I did. No, I didn't. You know what I mean? You know, and then, you know, you find out whatever later, and then you respond.
Let me explain something. Yeah. Sorry to cut you off. Just to that factor that you said before you go on. So you said it's similar to, like, when you're in court. Now, it's interesting because when you're in court, you have people that still lie in court and still beat their case. It's the same thing. I'm just laughing because I'm thinking about something. It's the same thing when you know you got the evidence on the person, hardcore, solid evidence. You could show it to them in the folder if you want. You can show them the timeline if you want. You understand what I'm saying? And you know the answers already. You just want them to just say, you know what, yeah, I messed up. Let's figure out how to move past it. But they can't do that, just like in the court. You get what I'm saying? They found a way to beat that charge. They found a way to move around it. They still won't tell you the truth, and you got the hardcore evidence right there. So it's deep. It goes back to me to respect, loyalty with that.
I don't know,
man.
Now I had to unmute myself.
Here we go. You're on.
Now I had to unmute myself, man. Listen, the truth, people digesting the truth is subject to their emotions. Like, people want to talk about, they want the truth, but you know what? It's attached to emotion. Once you get rid of the emotion, maybe you can digest the truth better. Because what you're asking for is may not always what
but how
you want.
Some people don't want to realize.
Okay, but how do you do that? How can you just say, you know, I can't have no emotion or don't have emotion to what somebody's telling me? Well, how do you do that? How do you say
you
that?
Give it a couple of days before revisiting it, maybe. And even when you do that and give it a couple of days to die down, the person's still lying.
I'm sorry, brother. Hold on. It's a lie to you or a truth to them or vice versa. Because you know what? In all reality, we all tell these little bullshit stories, and sell ourselves these bullshit dreams in our head. You know, some of them are the nice fantasy, and some of them are the hard reality facts. And usually, sometimes in a relationship, you have people that there's some people with their head in the clouds, and there's some people that are down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you have two people down to earth, they tend to clash. And the same thing with two people with their head in the clouds, they tend to clash. So the opposites kind of, you know, come together. But still in all, there's always going to be that one hard fact.
From my experience with the people, like how you said, brother, be down to earth, I've seen them actually be honest. We could be down to earth, move on. So I don't know about that.
What some choose to see and what some want to see is not always the vision that is.
Gotcha.
When it all comes back to what you feel. That's why you can't remove the emotion, because if you're expressing how you feel, the emotion is there. Whether you're telling facts, whether you're telling truths, or whether you're expressing how it, such and such, what such and so-and-so did made you feel, or what you said. We are black people. We are not white people. White people do that shit. White people are the ones that, they're the ones that, well, I don't care, kill them. You know what I mean? It's like, no, that's not us. You know what I mean?
Some people say,
we got to get riled up. We got to get riled up to kill you. We got to get riled up to kill you first. We got to, you know what I mean? It's expressing about how you feel. You know what I mean? Even in court, you know, that's why I'm saying. People cry. People, you know, break down on the stand because they're expressing guilt. They're expressing how they feel, even though they fucked up, even if they didn't fuck up. You know what I mean?
Ron, you know what I think it is? The image is shattered. That's where the emotions come from. Because the image that they portrayed or the image that other people saw has to be shattered.
As shattered, yeah.
Right.
And
I think that's
what
it is.
Yes. They don't want to come off as a liar when you knew them as a perfect gentleman. So I get what you're saying.
Exactly.
Lady T, I kind of see some, I know we on the phone, but I see some teeth. You all right? I see some, like, flashing some fangs.
Teeth?
You sounding real sharp right now, son. Like
I'm sounding soft.
No, you sound real sharp. You sound real
sharp.
It's
better than the devious eyes that you said last week. I was still hurt by that. Like, since you talked
about
emotions.
What are you talking about? What I say last week?
My soul eyes. Okay.
I said soft eyes. See, look,
oh, soft.
You,
I was
you hear,
see, and look,
you
see, this
you,
proves our point on the show. Yes, brother
hear.
B.
See?
I heard,
heard
what I
want
because I thought it was soul eyes. Okay. See,
get a hot rod.
Okay.
Get a hot rod.
I can't with soft. That's what I is. But yeah, you have to have an emotion. I guess. All right, because women are, okay, I guess because we're emotional, you know.
It's not just y'all.
I think it's based on a human, because I've seen emotional guys that will sit you down, tell you the truth, and say, how can we move forward from here? And that, to me, is
after you smack the nigga upside his head.
not even. Because you look at, if you're really in it to be in it, you're looking for a solution. Like, how can we move beyond this? Listen,
I'll say that's very seldom that happens to me. I guess it's just me. But, you know, once again, you know, I feel that I'd rather a person be honest with me if, like, you know, a guy that I'm, you know, dealing with right now, and, you know, I had to tell him, you know, not a few times, but maybe once or twice, I told him, I said, just say what you have to say, like, don't, you know, you don't have to hide anything. Like I said, we've known each other for a while, but you don't have to beat around the bush. But what I'm thinking is, you know what I think also what it is with some men, they're so used to doing that with women till they don't see a difference sometimes.
That it becomes the norm.
Because they're used to doing it. Right.
Yeah.
No,
some dudes just don't want to talk, man.
Some dudes can't talk. They don't know how to talk.
Nah,
to
I'm not talking.
Yeah,
no,
no,
I'm
Ron,
not somebody you just want to talk.
No, don't want to talk.
You don't come with the 21 questions, 50. See, sometimes
that makes y'all look even more guilty when you don't want to talk on it. Let's talk on it and move past it.
No,
that's just my attitude, please.
Not every dude is expressive as you want them to be. And
that's
then
right.
You turn around and you get that dude who does be all expressive, then next thing you know, you'd be like, yo, listen, milkman, like, just chill. Like, relax. Be you too soft. You know what
not
I'm saying?
Not me. I'd rather do be, no, not over the top expressive. I'd rather do be expressive than don't say nothing. Because to me, that's not suspect, but then it's like, I don't know what's going on with you.
Why
say
do you need
something.
To know that?
Don't just.
Depending on the situation,
well,
why do you need to know?
Because that's Secret Squad type of stuff to me. That's that Secret Squad
no,
type of stuff.
That's
when
you.
Negroes like that pop up. That's when Negroes like that just pop stuff on. Oh, yeah, you know, I got 13-year-old kids. Where the fuck does 13-year-old kid come from? What are you talking about?
Sometimes you can't just go looking, man. Sometimes it's just and it doesn't have to even be a sneaky thing. Some dudes just don't want to talk. Some dudes are just, they express themselves in different ways. So certain things may have, one thing may have nothing to do with the other. But looking for a truth, or a lie that may not be there, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. That's crazy, too.
Listen,
you know
you
what
guys
I learned? I want to say this real quick. You know what I learned, honestly, like being honest to a woman was really beautiful and that they could, there were some women that could handle it. I was 17 and I was hanging out with some brothers from the Nation of Islam, and I got invited down to Mosque Temple number 7. And they used to have classes and stuff in Mount Vernon, and, you know, on certain days then you go down to the mosque. So I had to dress up, wear a fucking suit. I hated that. But it was cool. They had one bad sister. She was an older sister. She was, you know how the sisters wear the suit and stuff, wear the garb and stuff, like beautiful sister. Bad, you know what I mean? And she was one of the premier sisters there. And dudes couldn't get next to her. Her man had died. She was a rich chick. She was bad. You know what I mean? And one day she said something to me, and I was like, oh, my God, why is she talking to me? You know what I mean? Because I was always older for my age.
Right.
And everything, we had a conversation, everything flowed. So one of the brothers that gave me a ride home, he said, what did you talk to Sister So-and-so about? Oh, we talked about bean pies and newspapers. You know what I mean? And that's what we talked about. And blah, 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 blah. And the next thing you know, the conversation, but we didn't talk about it. We spoke about some other shit. But I told him that, and it got around the temple that I was talking to Sister So-and-so about bean pies and newspapers. But the sister knew, she knew how the temple was. You know what I mean? So what happened is she came up to me next time I came down. So when I came down again, she gave me her number. You know what I mean? And she lived, she lived on 96th Street. She lived on 96th Street, 7th Ave. Boom. She said, you know, we spoke, blah, blah, blah. She knew I was young. She said, brother, come by my house. I said, no, sister, I don't think I should do that. I don't want no problems. Because I told brothers about bean pies and newspapers. So imagine, brother, come by my house. You know what I mean? So I went by the sister's house, and she made all kind of nice little stuff. I got there at 7 o'clock. Oh, man, beautiful, man. And it was the best experience ever. You know what I mean? And man, she showed me a few things. So, honestly. So, honestly, you know, and she did that. So, honesty was the real. So, when I went back to the temple, you know, I went back to the temple, and after a few weeks, she didn't hear anything. So, she kept calling me, and I kept coming. Not that she rewarded me with sex and food and comfort. But it was honest. Do you understand what I'm saying? This nigga know how to keep his mouth shut.
Yeah, I can't.
I learned from that point on that's the reward and comfort. Okay.
A year later, I got married. So,
that's what
that's my thing. Something like that, then that's what I mean by if it's a situation like that, then that, you know, that person or whoever should know that, okay, I have, you know, I just like you said, that taught you to be, you know, that honesty. Mm-hmm. It taught you that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, So, you know, I feel that, you know, the person should be honest with, you know, honest with you, you know, if you have that type of situation going on, it's just like, all right, then you shouldn't be worried about just saying the truth or telling the truth or whatever it is that's on your mind.
There's a lesson in dishonesty also. You know what I mean? You learn a lesson.
I learned how to lie to my mother. At 8 years old. I never forget. 8 years old. Man, lady, tell her I ain't here. Hey, okay.
That's different. That's kind of different. Everybody mother did that.
No, that's a lie. A lie is a lie. You know what I mean?
A lie is a lie. Okay.
So for me now, I don't lie. It's just shit I might not tell you. You know what I mean? It's just I'm gonna tell you so and so and so and so. But
and
if we hit on a certain level. There's no need to tell you certain things.
I mean, real quick. The only time a lie bothers me, if it's a lie that gets in my way. Like if your lie is something that impedes my process, then you're a problem. But other than that, I like fuck it. Like you know what I'm saying? Like you're doing what I expect you to do because you're human. That's what humans do. They lie. Mm-hmm. Not all the time.
Yeah, that's
somewhere
that's
along the line that they lie. But like I said, as long as your lie doesn't impede my process of me moving forward, then we have no issues. But once your lie interrupts my motion, then you're an enemy of the state.
That goes back to respect and the loyalty upon giving this truth. So
honor, respect, and loyalty.
But, okay, you can think about this. Like, if somebody's trying to – I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut across. But if a person is – okay, what if they're trying to spare your feelings? They're trying to spare your feelings.
Like, then they don't know you, depending on if they know you. If you're an upfront person with them and you're upfront when you need to say something and they could be upfront with you, be upfront with me. I don't care. Tell me.
You have to think about the person.
Feelings come and go. That shit come and go.
Mm-hmm.
It's like money, man.
Mm-hmm.
That shit come and go. You can't hold on to that shit. And 9 times out of 10, most people don't. So what the hell are you getting mad for if you're going to let that shit go?
Right, well, you may lose that person if you don't.
If they can't tell you the truth, you lost them already. So it ain't nothing there to gain if you know the facts and they still can't tell you the truth. I've experienced that. Please, it's like just forget about it then, because you can't even give me that much. So that respect is destroyed. Just leave me alone.
Mom, what the hell is this?
Well, that's true.
She's going to church.
He going to
bring it home, baby.
I'm just like a person. I don't like things bothering me. So if something is bothering me and I come at it with you up front in all different forms of communication to express it and get it off my chest so we can move forward, that's because I respect you. I don't do that for everybody. And I don't expect that from anybody.
That's true. Because that's how I am. It's like, I got to say what I have to say. I mean, I don't like whole. It's like I gotta say what I have to say to you, and whether you gonna like it or not, you know. Whether you like it or not, I mean, you know. Just as
and then
you
don't
said,
hit
you
me
know,
with
it,
the oh so. you're insecure, you're crazy. Now I'm crazy because I'm being upfront and honest. Let's stop. That's baby stuff. That's baby boy stuff.
Exactly.
Let's grow up, men. I'm sorry tonight, but whatever. It needs to be out there because even grown men need to know what grown means.
Hold on. I'm at a great time, but I'm not going to say bad time. I don't understand some of y'all ideology of what a real man is, but you, when it comes to black men, you have to add in a lot of shit that we've gone through, especially together and apart. So being a real man, you know, a motherfucker ain't going to be out here being like John Wayne and Steve McQueen or whatever white man of the day that y'all visualize.
Yeah, you know, Ro, with what you just said, you're absolutely right, because black men has went through so much, whether it's within their homes, with their wives, with their girlfriends, in the street, obviously, because before they even get home, they was in the street you know, handling their jobs and things like that. So they're dealing with everything thrown at them. You understand what I'm saying? And to come into it, sometimes you guys come into your own homes, your wife is emotionally abusing you. You don't know that. You look at it, nag, might be a family member emotionally abusing you as soon as you come in. You guys deal with a lot. So we do understand that. You know what that comes from, at least for me, when I understand that, I'm a little bit more sympathetic with how you might be moving if you don't want to tell me that, because you might have a lot on your plate right now. But still, it's no time better than the present. I need to get that out, whether I text you about it or whatever. And you should take that as respect. That's my point that I'm making. It's a mutual respect. If I could come to you and let you know what's bothering me, let's get past this, because I do not want to wake up and be mad at you for weeks upon weeks. This is the stupidest thing.
Right, exactly.
I hear that. That's just my opinion on that.
I hear that absolutely. Because, like I said, it's a thing of, you know, people, like I said, we just have to, and especially when you're in a relationship, you just have to, as you said, if somebody can tell you the truth and you don't get, not that you don't get mad, you may get upset about it, but just like you said, you can get past, like you try to get past it. Maybe you talk about it or whatever, or if the, you know, if the person is kind of mad, give them a couple of days, let them cool down, and then you say, hey, listen, I told you what I had to tell you because I feel this way, or because I love you, or whatever, whatever, and I just want you to know how I feel, so this way we can move past it. You know, they should be accepting of that, but if they're not, then it's like, you know, you got to find some type of way, or maybe you have to reevaluate the person that you're dealing with, you know?
And you know something with what you just said, Red, and to the guys on the panel, why do you guys hold grudges and expect women to read your mind? You hold grudges against them instead of giving them the truth. So you mad at them. You can't even speak to them and give them the stone cold truth and move on, whatever level of moving on. You're holding a grudge, whether they couldn't make it to something. You hold a grudge.
Well, I know y'all.
What's that petty stuff about?
I know you
want to
talk
about that.
Grudge. Oh, we're going to have to do another show. Yeah,
yeah,
I know you want to talk
about that.
We're going to
talk about that.
We're
talking about
it.
We're going to
do this again.
Now, we the petty ones. Just stop. But seriously, why do y'all guys just shut down like that? Y'all mad? Oh, you couldn't make it to such a place. But you know, I wouldn't be able to make it.
Why
you
shut down? Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to have a part two of that, girl, because,
I don't know. I don't understand anymore. You're twisting it up. We're about to say, I'm saying in my head right now. This is when Doug cries. Prince. I'm a nut. How you gonna say that to the public? Now the public gonna believe that. Nowhere near nutty.
For the record, I don't know her, so I can't say my opinion. My opinion isn't valid yet.
Guys, we got 10 seconds. I'm going to thank everybody for calling. We're going to do a part two to this, Brother B. This is Big Red, Lady T, Ron, Miss Pam, and Mr. Ronald. I'm sorry.
At
least you guys was honest tonight. I like that. Y'all was honest. We got the truth out of y'all.
Because there's no face.
I'm sorry. Hot Rod also called in. Hot Rod, King of Kings. Okay,
you know,
guys. Guess
no
what?
Face, no connection.
You guys have a good week and a good night. And
good
I thank y'all
night,
so much.
Good
night,
y'all.
Be safe
out there.
Block Talk Radio. Good night, guys.
Black man and woman is God.
Good night.
Oh, boy.
Yes, you can.